This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Ryan Ugly is out. B. Scott is in. Tyler Milner's on the ones and twos behind the glass. Baby, you're listening to Sports Radio 610, Houston Sports Leader. I want to remind everybody out there, download that Odyssey app, man, AUDACY. Download the Odyssey app. You can use the rewind feature right now to go back and listen to Texans ownership was in the building with us. Cal and Hannah McNair at 3 o'clock, 3 to 3:30. They spent a little extra time with us. You can go back and listen to that. There's a cool feature on there, that rewind feature. That's big time. All the podcasts are there as well. And, hey, man, we just appreciate it if you download it and keep us on your hip, man. AUDACY. Download the app, right? We got Texans preseason game tomorrow versus the Panthers. Kicks at noon. We'll be there. Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne with that pregame show. Me and Sean with that postgame show. So, stay plugged into Sports Radio 610 all day tomorrow as well. As you know, it's the home of the Houston Texans, and we got you covered there. Now, the Astros start a three-game series right here at home, Daikin Park, against the Baltimore Orioles. And B. Scott, I did a little bit of digging, for what it's worth. I did a little digging here on the schedule. There's roughly 40 games. 41, 42 games left in the season. And the next 20 games in particular, I think there's a real opportunity for the Astros to separate here a bit. Right now, the Astros have a game and a half lead in the division over the Mariners. And the next 20 games, B. Scott, 14 of them are games that they'll be heavily favored in. And look, as you mentioned, you know, they've got one of the weakest strength of schedules remaining this year anyway. So the whole year, really, if we don't, you don't need to break it down to get to a strength of schedule advantage that the Astros have here. But I'm just looking at the next 20 games. There are no head-to-head matchups with Texas or Seattle in the next 20. And really, the Yankees and the Detroit Tigers are really the only two teams that you're going to face where you're not going to be favored. And depending on what happens when you run into the Yankees, hell, you might be favored when you run into them. I'm sure you will if status quo stays, right?
I mean, I can say as an Astros fan, and y'all can back me up on this. Yeah, we went there just the last time they got to come here.
I believe that's right.
But either way, I mean, based off of the history, got a little Astros arrogance when we go against them Yankees, baby. Yeah. I ain't never scared. Yeah, with the point considered that they are legitimate, that right. They are the Yankees. I'm not right. Discounting that. I just like, you know, advantage Astros.
Right. I agree. I feel good with all of them, really. But in the next 20 games, the Astros have seven of them versus the Orioles, who are an ish show. You got three versus the Colorado Rockies, who Tyler were stupid for not betting every night. Oppo and them suckers.
Worst team in baseball.
You know, four. I'm sorry, they do have the Angels in this mix. I said we didn't. No, I didn't. I said the Rangers and the Seattle Mariners.
Yeah.
You have the Angels, four versus the Angels in this mix as well. Point is this. The Mariners have, I would say, a tougher schedule over the next 20 than the Astros. Probably a significantly more difficult schedule than the Astros. This is a real opportunity over the next 3 weeks of baseball for the Astros, B. Scott, to make a move. Again, it's a game and a half right now, the lead in the division. With the opponents that they face over the next 20 games, I don't see how they can't stretch this thing out to 3, 4, 4.5. Now, the Mariners have been obviously ridiculously hot before this last series.
Yeah.
And that would
escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89¢ with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89¢. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89¢. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
That'd be tough to extend a lead on, but I just got to believe that as their schedule toughens up a bit and ours weakens up a bit, that we'll be able to make a move here, given that we got so many games that we should be able to handle up the opponent.
So three opponents specifically that you mentioned that I got my eyes on, and I'm just going to declare this here right now, right here, right now. I need a clean sweep over these next 20 games against all of these opponents. Tally up however many games it is against these three opponents, but over the next 20 games, as you mentioned, you've got the Orioles starting tonight.
Mm-hmm.
At some point as well, you've got the Rockies and the Angels.
That's right.
Orioles, Rockies, Angels, when we talk about the importance of these next 20 games, and they got the Angels again at the end of the season. So really, all of those, count those in the next 20 plus the end of the season against the Angels. I need every one of those.
Well, you're talking 14 games in the next 20, which you name the opponents that I feel like they're going to be favored in heavily, and then the other six games in the next 20 are Detroit and the Yankees. So those are 14 games you mentioned.
I need every one of them, Clint.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to get every one of them. I'm saying that with a little bravado, with a little umph and emphasis here. But, I mean, certainly, you know, like, 9 to 10 of them, right? And I would take all of them.
Right. Well, here's my overall point with the 20 game setup, right? And why the discussion needs to be 20 or 21, however you want to couch it. I think on the last 20 to 21 games in the season, you've got the Rangers in two series, you got the Mariners in one series, and as you mentioned, you got the Angels, I think, and the A's to finish it out. But the head to head that could be a problem for the Astros record-wise when it comes around is the Rangers and the Mariners.
Right.
Those two teams right there, it could be neck and neck. And this is the opportunity for the Astros to extend their lead, to give themselves a little bit of grace, a little bit of cushion when those head-to-head matchups come around to where it's not so painful if you can't win a series. Right? It's not so – as long as you don't get swept, you can still maintain a lead in the division. So, to me, again, breaking this thing up in 20-game increments, I think this is just a big-time opportunity for the Astros.
I want to point this out about those teams that we're talking about. Again, the Rockies, the Orioles starting tonight, and the Angels, okay? All three are in the bottom half and at the very least bottom 13 in the league in run creation. It's an advanced stat for how well you are at creating runs.
Sure.
All three are at the bottom, and the Rockies are the very worst. They're at the very bottom. So, and then on the other side of that, the Astros, for as much as we complain about the injuries, for as concerned as we are right now about the Josh Hader situation, the Astros are still the team that leads the majors in strikeouts, second in the American League in whip, and then third in the American League in opponent's batting average, fourth in the American League in ERA. So, like, they are still clearly, and a lot of this, I think, is probably, you know, got something to do with the how well they pitched on the front end, you know, some of that early Hunter Brown and Framber Valdez stuff that we were getting, because this is a season-long stat.
Yeah.
But it still goes to show you that as bad as it's been injury-wise, luck-wise, that they have pitched their tails off as a squad and as a unit, yeah. And now you're going up against teams that notoriously don't do a good job of creating runs. Right. So you got to handle business against those teams.
Yeah, and this series against the Orioles with a three-game set here, and you're going to get Framber tonight, Jason Alexander tomorrow, and then Christian Javier's second start from after returning from injury.
So don't play with your food, baby. Right? Don't play with your food.
Those two guys, Jason Alexander and Christian Javier, those two guys, it's a fascinated watch, man. One of them, obviously, we know what he's got in the tank, but it's just a matter of how quick can it was. Was his first start as an Astro? I'm sorry, when his first start back from the injury, was that real, or do we have some kind of backslide? What does Christian Javier look like moving forward? And then can Jason Alexander make this real? Where an outing, great outing against the Mariners, great outing against the Yankees. Can he keep this thing rolling? We'll see. I mean, I think those two guys right there are going to go a long way in what kind of noise can the Astros make over the next 20 games. I feel pretty good about their ability to do so. All right, as I mentioned, the Texans, they've got a preseason game tomorrow, kicks at noon. This is a game where the starters should play to some degree. We don't know exactly how long. We don't know if everybody's going to play, but we expect to see more starters this week than we did last week. What do we hope we know Sunday about this Texans team that we didn't know or that we don't know today? We'll do that next right here on Sports Radio 610.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Saraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.